play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Eric Gibson and Jim Lee with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Fight songs being played ahead of the anthem and the starting lineups here from Don Morris Gymnasium. Well, we've got a minute, Eric. We'll put our attention on boys basketball for a second because the postseason pairings are out. And tell us what you're finding for the Galesburg boys
here. Well, the Galesburg obviously hosting the regional will be a two seed in their own regional, with Quincy Notre Dame pulling in the one seed, Canton the three, and Geneseo and Allman will play the playing game at 4 and 5 respectively. So you'll have Galesburg playing Canton in that first game for them, as Geneseo and Allman will duke it out to play Quincy Notre Dame. And the other relevant one, obviously, for the conference is the UT one, in which Rocky got the one, Richwood's got the two, Pekin the three, Moline the four, and United Township will get the five.
Well, and you know, the two seed is not all bad because you know who you're going to play.
Yeah.
And Mike Reynolds is really a master at getting his team ready, even if they're underdogs against a specific team. So they can focus on that rather than having two peas in the pod on Monday night, not knowing until, you know, the next.
And the other advantage, I would say, for Galesburg is you're playing on your home floor, too. So regardless, you know, you're going to have that added benefit of the fact that you're playing at home. So that's what you have that. Even if you get into that championship game, it's not as if you're playing at somebody else's building on the road and all that. So.
Yeah, yep. And Canton, hadn't they not lost their best player just after Christmas, probably would be the one seed. But losing him, they lost a lot, so they come in the three seed. Was still a pretty decent team. Let's go ahead and take a break as we'll just turn it over to the young lady from Allman as we have our national anthem here at Allman's Don Morris Gym. National anthem from Don Morris Gymnasium here is the Silver Streaks girls getting set to go. And let's go ahead and get our starting lineups from public address announcer Kevin Rafferty.
The starters. At a guard, a senior. 5'4", number 5, Rainey Sibley. A 5'8", sophomore forward, number 20, Casey Williams. A senior forward, number 24, Chloe Anderson. A 5'3" senior, number 30, Jessica Lieber. And a 5'4" junior guard, number 34, Haley Kelso. The Silver Streaks are coached by Evan Massey and assisted by Andy Allison. And now for your home Alleman Pioneers, a sophomore, 5'7" guard, number 10, Isabel Anderson. A senior, 5'10" guard, number 22, Ann Bonert. A senior guard, 5'4", number 32, Abby Johnson. And a senior forward at 5'9", number 34, Maddie McGuire. And a senior at 6', center, number 42, Zoe Kelso. The Pioneers are coached by Jay Hatch, who's assisted by Chuck Ledbetter, Shannon Harding, and Mark Brooks.
There you have it. Starting lineups, compliments of Mr. Kevin Raffrey with the public address here at Alleman High School, and we are ready to go. As Erica would have been pretty much right on time tonight had it not been for the senior night, but happy to see the girls get honored here at Alleman High School and Silver Streaks, and they're traveling. Really, it looks like formal wear, black uniforms with white and silver trim. These are really sharp sharp road uniforms as we get set to tip it off, and you're ready for the play-by-play.
Well, to jump center, Zoe Kelso, who we've talked a lot about, in her white home jersey with the green numbers with silver trim on their jerseys. And winning the tip will be Zoe Kelso. Up with the basketball, Isabel Anderson, the only sophomore in the starting lineup. Jay Hatch doing the traditional thing, starting all his seniors. So Isabel Anderson in there with the rest of the senior group, and they go right inside, kick it back out. Isabel Anderson, three up, and that was no good. Rebound down, controlled by Maddie McGuire. She puts it back up and in, so a good start right there for the Pioneers. Streaks push the ball right back down the floor. Long three from Jessica Lieber. That one's off the mark, and it's going to go out of bounds and go back to the Pioneers.
Yeah, Jessica could hit him from out there, but that was took about all her strength to launch that one. It was so far out. And here at Alleman, that ball, it almost went out the doors again because there's not much room between the baseline and the doorways here going out of the gym.
Handling ball, Ann Bonert. She's going to go down low to Maddie McGuire. Another short jumper, and she goes off glass and in. So just like that, 4 points for Maddie McGuire, and it's a 4-0 Pioneer lead. Jess handles right in front of the Pioneer bench. Now she's going to bring it back our way to the middle of the floor. Streaks going right to left across your radio dial to Chloe Anderson, now to Casey Williams. Jess has it up top. She's going to wait for the play to develop. Now a mismatch and a half right there. Rainey Sibley against Zoe Kelso. Zoe knocks the ball away, and picking it up will be the Pioneers as they go up the floor. Jessica Lieber knocks the ball away from Isabel Anderson and out of bounds right in front of us. Allman inbounds. They're going to bring it to across the center circle, Isabel Anderson. Rainey Sibley tried to jump the passing lane, not able to get there in time, but the ball was rotated underneath to Maddie McGuire. The Streaks tie her up, and they're going to get the benefit of the alternating possession.
Well, that should have been a turnover. That was just an awful pass by Ann Bonner. She tried to bounce pass it in between three players to try and get it into the post. That deserved to be picked off, and the Streaks go the other way.
Jessica with the ball, pounds the right-hand dribble right in front of Allman's bench. She's going to skip it all the way across the floor. Haley Kelso with three up and off the front iron, and Isabel Anderson down with the rebound for the Pioneers. They're going to push. They go over the top to Maddie McGuire. She can't handle it. Goes out of bounds on the baseline. Streaks get it right back on the turnover.
You know, you'd mentioned how Alleman traditionally likes to slow it down against this Silver Streaks team, but they probably saw what East Moline did to us last week on the fast break, and I'm not surprised Jay got it out and tried to get ahead of it.
Yeah, and you also wonder, with them scoring so many points against us last time, if they didn't think that they could run with us.
Yeah, they gave every indication because they were just scoring at will at times in that one, and we sure saw East Moline do that to us with some good post play getting out quickly.
Well, the first foul of the game, and this is going to go against Maddie McGuire as she fouled Casey Williams while Casey was coming down the lane. Streaks in with a new five, new four, as Jess stays in the game, and she's got the ball right now. She gets the ball knocked away from her, but picked back up by Lexi Daniels, and Bonert was able to pry that one loose. Allison Mangieri now rotating the ball around. Sabrina Clay against Zoe Kelso. This could be a good matchup between Kelso and Sabrina, about the same height and about the same build. And the three up from Lexi Daniels, who's been quiet in recent weeks, no good. But Sabrina Clay, who's been very active on the offensive boards, comes out with the rebound for the Streaks. The Streaks reverse it around. Allison Mangieri now to Sabrina Clay. I'd love to see the Streaks try to go inside to Sabrina against Zoe with Zoe's injury. Three up and good from it. Jessica Lieber, and that's the first points of the game for the Streaks, and they trail now 4-3.
That's the importance of that three-point shot. We got outplayed for the better part of 2 minutes, gave up two field goals, but you throw a three-bomb in, you're only down one. You can't say enough of that ability to come back when you got the three-point shot.
Ball inside to McGuire. She hands it off to Abby Johnson, and she'll hit the short jumper. And right now, all of Allman's points have come within 6 feet of the basket, Jim.
And I doubt if they'll shoot from much farther out than that until we force them to.
Jessica Lieber handles with the right hand. It gets a screen from Danny Teal. Danny on the roll, but they're going to call Danny Teal with the moving screen. And what happened was Danny absorbed the initial contact and then didn't really move, and then the defender went into her again for a second time, and that's where the moving screen came from.
I was going to say, initially, you didn't see anything wrong with that play. That was a good idea to notice the way that thing trailed off like that.
Ball being handled now by Anna Wetherill. She's into the game for the Pioneers. She usually plays guard for them in the starting rotation. She gets tied up in the lane, and this should be a jump ball, and it will remain with the Pioneers. Into the game now, Aaron Morrissey, who Jim talked about a lot in that pregame show, who really lit the Streaks up in the first meeting. She had 29 points against the Streaks. She's in there for Zoe Kelso. And now we have some confusion. I don't know if... Oh, the question about the arrow. Coach Massey's asking whether or not the arrow was switched, and they indeed confirm it. And to the Coach Massey seems to be okay with the explanation.
Sophomores lost here tonight 51-39. If you're just joining us, they had senior night festivities, so we got just a bit of a late start.
Well, the Streaks got a little bit of their own medicine right there as the ball goes inside to the screener. Or to the inbounder, Anna Wetherill. She missed the shot, but Morrissey came down with two rebounds, one off her own shot and one off of Wetherill's miss, and she finally puts it up and gets fouled.
And Morrissey never had to leave her feet on either one of those, and she doesn't miss too many opportunities inside, as evidenced by her 29 points in the last meeting, and she finishes off the three-point play with the free throw.
Well, just like that, the Streaks find themselves down 9-3. And not where they want to be, as we talked about. They did not want to find themselves down too early in this game. Update from the Illini game at Assembly Hall in Champaign. The Illini had cut it down to a 6-point deficit, back down by 12, though. Lexi Daniels, three up, and that was off the rim. Rebound batted around, finally brought down by Isabel Anderson as the Streaks miss another three. And then Allman tries to push the ball in bounds, but it's knocked out of bounds, or inside, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Streaks.
I've always been surprised that teams sometimes don't shoot real well in here. It's very cozy surroundings. It's a good shooting background, especially on the one side with the wall. And it's not like playing at Rock Island or United Township, where it's kind of cavernous beyond the backboard there. But for some reason, teams, although in defense might have something to do with it, don't shoot real well in here.
Ball goes inside McGuire. She kicks it back out. Isabel Anderson travels, no call. Now Morrissey gets inside. She has nowhere to go with it. She kicks out to Anderson. Off Anderson's foot, it's going to roll out of bounds, and the Streaks are going to get it on the turnover.
Each team with two turnovers here in this first quarter. And a new rotation in for the Silver Streaks. The original starting five are back.
Streaks trail this one 9-3, 4:12 left to go here in the opening quarter. Casey Williams with the basketball finds Chloe Anderson. Now back to Jess, three up, and that one rattles in and out, and ball came down. Casey Williams tried to dribble it instead of catch it, and she loses it off her hands, and Carly Anderson brings it up for the Pioneers. They go right inside, and the Streaks are able to tip it away and get the steal as Casey was able to knock that one away. And now Haley Kelso, a three off. The basket, and I think this one's going to go on close, Chloe.
I thought Haley's shot was about 83 feet from the basket. She and Jessica are having a contest to see who can shoot it from the farthest, I think. And, it makes a shot a lot harder, the three-pointer. When you're right there with your toes on the line, it's not that far, but you back up off that line 2, 3, 4 feet, it becomes quite a launch.
Well, and the other question is always, where do you practice from in practice? A lot of players practice right up on the line. Nice job by Ullman beating the press. They get it up front to Morrissey. She misses the initial offering, but gets get her own rebound again, third offensive rebound, and puts it in. She's got five now, and the Streaks trail by 8, 11-3. Ball up top to Jessica. She mishandles, and now a turnover on the Silver Streaks. Picking up the basketball is Billy Franks for the Pioneers. The Streak fans want a double dribble, and now a travel, and neither was called. Bonert kicks the ball out, three up, and airballed by Anna Wetherill. Streaks down with the rebound. Back the other way. is Jessica. She's going to give it up to Allison. And now we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Massey.
He'll take a 30-second timeout here, an 11-3 Alleman lead. You know, just an observation, and maybe this accurate, maybe not, but I think it is. You know, I was watching the girls warm up a little bit, and outside of a couple of players, especially Rainey Sibley and maybe Chloe Anderson, they were smiling and having a little fun. It doesn't seem like this team is having any fun right now. And you know, obviously it's a lot of work, and it's not all fun and games, but part of the experience, and I think part of winning is to enjoy being out there and enjoy what you're doing. And I'm just not sure a lot of these girls are really having a lot of fun with the game. And when you've lost five in a row, I guess that's, you know, maybe bound to happen, Eric.
Well, you know, you look at it, 2 years ago the streaks were in the super sectionals. Last year they were in the sectional championship, and now, you know, so you've had success. A lot of these girls got a chance to at least sniff the success on those teams, whether it be as a player or as a reserve, and now you're really struggling, and this is really the worst stretch they've been in for a couple of years. Three up from Haley Kelso, and good. So just like that, Haley with a long three was able to get the streaks back on the scoreboard, 11-6. They're down by five. Now a steal from Casey Williams. A good job by Casey, and she's going to give it up to Jess and let Jess run the offense. She gives it right back to Casey. Casey thought about a three, but Ann Bonert, ready for defense, decides to jump out at her. Streaks rotate the basketball around. Back up top, it finds Jessica in between the circles. She's got the count on her. She's waiting for Chloe, and finally Chloe gets up there. Streaks reverse it around back to Jess. It looks like they're really pushing right now for the three-point play. Now, finally, Jess goes into the lane, loses the handle on the ball, kicks out to Haley. Now back to Jess.
Well, there's a spot out there on the floor in warm-ups Jessica nailed 4 or 5 in a row from. She's gone 0-for-2 from that same spot so far in the game, though.
Jess tries to force the ball inside to Chloe. Chloe not able to catch it. Now a loose ball, and we're going to get a jump ball, and the Streaks will retain possession.
And it kind of seems like Jess trying to work her way back towards that spot, and I'm sure Alleman very aware of that, going to try and cover her up as much as possible.
Well, right now, Sabrina Clay comes back into the ballgame, and I like this move by Coach Massey, as Sabrina's been a much better offensive player this season, especially as of late, than Chloe has. And if they're going to be able to attack inside, she's going to be a player that could possibly do it. Now, Jess spins and gets pushed, and we're going to get a foul call on Anna Wetherill, who will be on the floor, so the streak's only inbound from the baseline.
Well, speaking of on the floor, Jessica Lieber hit the floor, as she's very wont to do many times during the game. I think that one was legitimate, tripping, going through the lane. She gets up looking at her elbow, but she's tough. She'll stay in there.
Streaks run their typical inbound play where they get right back to the inbounder. That time it was Haley Kelso, and she loses the left-handed dribble out of bounds for the turnover.
Fourth Silver Streaks turnover. It's been interesting. The turnovers for Galesburg have all been around the perimeter here, where Alleman's have almost all been trying to get the ball inside on a bounce pass.
Yeah, exactly. And the Streaks have done a good job of at times taking away passing lanes. Where they've been hurt is the offensive rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now Isabella Anderson has the ball on a run. She's going to bring it all the way in the lane. She traveled, and this is going to go back to the Silver Streaks.
Five turnovers against the Pioneers, who've had an opportunity to spread out that lead, but right now still holding at 11-6. Streaks with a three ball will be right back in it.
1:32 and counting here. Left to go, and the Streaks with the basketball. It's Casey Williams pounding the right-hand dribble. Finds Haley Kelso out on the wing. Three up, and there that is. One's good. On the game, and she makes it 11-9 game. There it is on cue for you, Jim.
Yeah, her first game here at Don Morris Gym. And
yeah, two for four.
She feels real comfortable.
Well, once she moved in a little bit, that three looked a lot easier than the couple that she jacked up from a little bit farther out.
Yeah, good observation, because it really is a big, big difference. And I think especially for the girls, because they don't have the muscle that some of the guys do to fire it from long range. And, again, the more you have to put in the ball, the less accurate you're going to be.
Ball goes inside, and this one into Guzzo. And Daria Guzzo gets her first basket of the game, and she puts it up to a 13-9. Alleman advantage, and ends the streak 6-0 spurt there. Jessica with the basketball, surveys the inside. Finally, Sabrina Clay comes up to set the screen, but Jess runs away from it. She'll kick it out to Sabrina. Jess, a long three. That one's off the mark. But Sabrina Clay down with the offensive rebound for the Silver Streaks. Now a three up from Casey Williams. That one's on mark. Count it.
By the way, Casey, and also that away to Sabrina, be able to get that offensive rebound and give us a second chance.
Well, just like that, the Streaks find themselves down by one via the offensive rebound. Now an easy pass inside. Nobody covering the weak side block. An easy passing lane from Isabel Anderson to Daria Guzzo, and she's got 4 points now. And now in the lane is Lieber. She falls down. No call on anything. Gets it up to Casey. Casey going to the inside. She's going to be fouled.
Second time they wanted a traveling call against Jessica. The first time there was a foul involved. That one, they probably could have had it because she did fall down. Both her feet left the floor, and she kicked it back out and didn't get the call. And Jay Hatch still working the officials over there on the sideline after that one.
Yeah, he's none too happy over there. He thought for sure that right there just went down. It should have been a travel. First free throw up and good as Casey banks it in from straight on.
You can always tell when they didn't plan on it because she smiled. She kind of shook her head. She knew she'd put too much on that ball, but it was actually way too much, and it was enough to get it off the glass and in.
And she misses that one. 7 seconds left. 6, 5, 4. Coming back the other way is Boner. She's going to go down the lane. She gets the shot off. No good. Oh, we're going to get a foul on Casey Williams with 1.2 left to go. I didn't hear the whistle blow.
Yeah, that's a tough call, and Evan Massey saying that as well because it was Boner that initiated contact on that one. That's a pretty tough call.
Yeah, a good job, I thought, by Casey standing straight up and down there and absorbing the contact. First shot up, and that one's good for Ann Boner.
Yeah, Alleman trying to pay us back. We were 21 of 24 from the free throw line at home in our first meeting, and the Pioneers have been pretty sharp here from the line. Not a whole lot of chances early, but what they have, they've been cashing in.
16-13, we've got 1.2 left. Make it 17-13. The Streaks may get a long shot off. Yep, Jess will more or less throw a line drive. So after one quarter of play, the Silver Streaks trail the Pioneers 17-13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. You can get a load of Abe Lincoln at the Lincoln Lovers Celebration Tea on Sunday afternoon at Knoxville's Old Courthouse. We'll have a pair of Lincoln scholars from Knox College discussing their published works from 1 until 4 and a free and public tea. For details, click our calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. Sports stories, sports scores, and more. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Welcome back to Don Morris Gym here at Rock Island Allman High School. Streaks trail 17-13. We're about to start the second quarter. Allman will start with the basketball as we had a couple possession changes on held balls there in the first quarter, so Allman will start this quarter as well with the ball. And right away, Boner tries to go, and it's picked off by Chloe Anderson. She's going to try to go coast to coast, pulls it up, almost traveled, then just almost traveled as Kelso jumped out at her. Now Haley Kelso for the Streaks puts up a three. That one's no good. Boner down with the rebound. She kicks it off to Maddie McGuire, who goes coast to coast, and she misses the shot, and Chloe down with the rebound. A lot of action back and forth there. No scoring, though. Streaks with the basketball. It's Haley out top. She's looking. Jess tried to flash across the lane. Haley didn't see her in time. And now Jess is going to set things up from up top. That was the first miss of the game for Mae McGuire in three shots. Still looking. And finally, three up from Haley Kelso. That one's blocked by Maddie McGuire. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to go to Allman.
Well, they must have confidence in Zoe Kelso's ability to move even with that left knee brace on. They had her out high guarding Jessica Lieber that time. I think more for the size than the quickness. Jessica's not been trying to penetrate a whole lot of late.
Just with the steal. Puts up a shot in the lane off the rim, but we're going to get a foul called. I believe this is going to go against Maddie McGuire, and if so, that's her second. Jessica's going to go to the line for two, and it is against Maddie McGuire.
You know, I thought Coach Jay Hatch of Oliver made a nice point with you, Eric, when he said, you know, Don't undersell Zoe's potential, though, he said, because it's not like we just threw her out there. He said she'd been practicing for 3 weeks, getting things up to speed. So I thought he made it clear that you could expect to see her have a breakout game here one of these nights.
Well, she's still out there right now. Just hits the first free throw, 17-14. Make it 17-15. She switches them both, and the Streaks down by two. Early going, 7:01 left to go here in the second quarter. With the ball, Isabella Anderson, the point guard for this Allman Pioneer team. She gets it to Ann Bonert. Bonert, the scoring wing, gets the ball stripped from her, but right back with Zoe Kelso picking that one up off the ground. Just tried to dribble it instead of picking it up, and so Zoe had a chance. Zoe with the basketball, hook shot. No, she's going to turn around and shoot a jumper on the run, and we're going to get a foul call, I think, against Haley Kelso, judging by the reaction. Nope. This one's going against Sabrina Clay. And right there, I almost thought that Kelso was in the lane well more than 3 seconds right there, because she was posted in the lane and never came out of it. First free throw up, and that one's good.
Well, it's interesting now with Kelso back, you can really see in this first half how many fewer touches Erin Morrissey is getting.
Yep.
You know, she had all the points against us the first time, and now spreading the duty down low, Morrissey going to have to pick up a few more points on offensive rebounds than being the featured ball handler.
Well, and that's been one of the issues the Streaks have had recently, is limiting those offensive rebounds. Now the pick and roll. Jesse falls to the floor but keeps her dribble, gets it to Chloe. Now Streaks get a reversal. Three up from Haley. That one's off the back iron. And Zoe Kelso down with the rebound. So Haley Kelso with the miss, Zoe Kelso with the rebound. And just like that, Haley's down to 2 of 7 after starting 2 of 4. Massey screaming out orders. Now a 14-footer from Erin Morrissey is good. So they double posted on that side, Jim.
Speaking of Morrissey, she steps out and hits a nice short jumper, and we'll take another timeout here, just, I believe, a 30.
Yeah. Well, we came up here in a nice Nissan Altima.
Yes. Yes, we did, a 2012. I didn't realize the two-doors were so nice. I mean, they're really a fun sports car. It's got all the extras with the Bose stereo, the heated leather seats, which
yeah,
we utilize
nice.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Boy, does that thing drive nicely. It's one of the certified pre-owned vehicles from Galesburg Nissan. And if you want a car that's comfortable and fun and I'm sure economical on the gas mileage, low mileage, and, of course, that great warranty package on the certified vehicle, stop by Galesburg Nissan next to the Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. You will like this one.
Yeah, it was a very nice car coming up here. Well, the car was smooth. This game hasn't been so far, and the Streaks with the basketball looking to cut in now what has become a 6-point lead for the Pioneers. Jess has the ball up top. Streaks not very good spacing here on offense, as Sabrina Clay was standing essentially right next to Jessica. Now finally the Streaks move a little bit more on offense. Jess is going to get three up. This one about a foot behind the line. She's going to miss that one off the back iron. Ann Bonert comes up with it. Now Jess steals it away from Ann Bonert. She's going to get the shot up. It counted in the foul. So a good job right there by Jessica to stay with the play.
Well, and 9 turnovers now against the Pioneers. Silver Streaks have been given good effort in every opportunity to poke the ball away or step in a passing lane and create those turnovers. So while we still struggle on offense to some degree, we're keeping ourselves in the game by forcing the turnovers, getting more chances, and now a chance at a 3-point play here with Jessica Lieber at the line.
Well, you know, the one thing I will say is the Streaks really seem to be attacking Ann Bonert's ball handling. Whenever she gets the basketball on the open floor, Jess hits that one, make it 21-18, as Jess is now a perfect 3-for-3 from the stripe. Ball up into the front court. It's Carly Anderson. She gets it down to Erin Morrissey, and she's automatic.
Carly did a nice job there. She drew the defense and a 2-on-1 over to her and then dropped it off in perfect timing to get the layup.
Well, that's the thing. The Streaks get beat deep right there. A 2-on-1 break in the backcourt. You're not going to win very many of those with Erin Morrissey down low. Three up from Jessica. This one off the mark. Casey Williams with an offensive rebound. She misses, gets her own rebound, and puts it back up and in.
Well, we don't get many of those opportunities. 3 cracks at the basket, and finally Casey gets it in on the second try.
Especially in recent weeks.
Yes.
We've had very few of them. Now the ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to remain with the Pioneers.
But, you know, when you're playing Morton at 6-3 and 6-2, and New Trier at, what, 6-3,
6-3, 6-2, 6-1. Yeah, they just kept bringing them.
They did. So not many chances to get second chances for the Streaks against some of the tall competition we faced.
Well, that ball's rifled off the hands by Anna Wetherill of Erin Morrissey, and that one goes out of bounds. So just under 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Streaks down by 3, but have a chance to potentially tie this if they can drain another 3. Casey Williams with the basketball gets it to Danny Teal. She wants nothing of that wide-open 3. But Jessica will take one. That one's up, and that one's off the far side of the rim, and rebounded comes down to Anna Wetherill. So Jess continues to struggle from the arc, 1 of 7. Rainey did a great job right there knocking that ball away from Ann Wetherill, but she's going to get called for the foul, her first, team 6th. No, they're going to say team 7th. I thought it was only on the 6th. So to the line will be Ann Wetherill.
That's amazing. We've held in here just down 3 with 4:33 to go before halftime. We're just 1 of 8 from the field in the second quarter, and that was on a double putback attempt by Casey Williams is the first free throw up and good for Anna Weatherall of Alleman. And have they even missed a free throw yet tonight?
They have not. And Anna Weatherall is actually real good on the season. She's now 45 of 62, looking to make it 46 of 63, and she will.
Got a little rim on that one, but got the nice roll as Alleman stretches their lead to five.
So Weatherall with a pair of free throws, and Drake's still trying to get that first miss from the Pioneers. Jess works the basketball, backing in Weatherall. She's going to kick it out to Danny Teal. Danny thought about driving against Morrissey, thinks better of it. Out to Lexi Daniels for three. No, off the rim. Weatherall down with her second rebound in a row. And now we're going to get a foul on Rainey Sibley. And Rainey overtly angry with the call. And, you don't see Rainey get too emotional on the basketball floor like that, and she was disgusted with that call.
Yeah, you're right. Usually she's pretty happy-go-lucky out there and takes what comes, but she did not like that foul call, and Evans sure didn't like getting a foul back there in the backcourt and putting Alleman back at the free throw line already in a bonus here.
Well, I think Rainey's point there, that's the second straight call on her, and that's the second time it was Weatherall picking it up, and this time we're going to get Morrissey going over the back, no call. She's going to get the offensive rebound, but she stepped on the end line.
Yeah.
So the Streaks will get the basketball back as Weatherall missed the first of two there. Finally, a miss by this Pioneers team. But, I think Rainey's point is she's not making very much contact in the backcourt. And the Streaks have, been getting some contact, too, dribbling the ball up the floor.
Well, we dodged the bullet, though, and the miss on the free throw finally by Weatherall. And let's see if we can take advantage and close the lead.
Well, Haley falls to the ground after trying to go behind the back. She gets it back, and now she's issues with that ankle. And now Weatherall a steal, and she's going to go down the floor, puts it up, and that one's off the mark, and Haley's going to get it back for the Silver Streaks. A good play by Haley to get back that time as Rainey made the initial good play by cutting off the shooting lane.
Well, Weatherall should have never settled for a short jump shot there. We caught a break, and again, you're right, Rainey did a nice job defensively. So again, the Streaks trying to cut into that five-point lead.
Well, you wonder if there's something wrong with Haley's ankle. She keeps kind of bending it back and forth, almost as if it's a little sore, but she's moving at times fine on the floor. Chloe with the basketball up top. She's going to dribble to the right. Now gives it to Haley, who swings it back to the left. Allison Mangieri into the lane. Short little jumper. Nice play by Allison. Misses the ball, but a good rebound by Rainey Sibley. Streaks keep it. Haley Kelso for three, and the Streaks are trailing by just two. Third three of the game for Haley Kelso.
Well, and the last two that she's had have come off of offensive rebounds, and we've kicked the ball back out. So even though we're struggling from the field, still able to hit enough to stay in the game.
Ball goes inside to Guzzo, shot up. That one's no good. And Sabrina Clay down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. So Guzzo finally misses from the field. She was a perfect 2-for-2 in that first quarter. Rainey's got the ball. Rainey looks a little gassed. She's going to go right-hand dribble. See, and she took a little contact from Carly Anderson.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what she's angry about, done the two fouls. Now Haley Kelso goes to the floor, and she twisted her ankle, and she's getting called for a charge.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Eric. She was having a little problem with that ankle, and then I don't know. There was a little contact there, and then she fell down.
It almost looked like, to me anyway, Jim, it almost looked like she was just trying to brace herself because she was falling to the ground.
Yeah, that was probably it. You could have called traveling there easy enough, so I agree with the turnover. I just probably would have called it the travel and not the foul.
Yeah.
She's going to stay in the game, though. She was wincing, but
I almost think she needs to come out. She's really laboring up and down the floor. Now, good defense by Jessica Lieber. Turns back Isabella Anderson. Now Weatherall with the basketball. She goes left-hand dribble, gets inside to Zoe Kelso. Shot up, and she's going to hit it. Her first basket of the game. She had a couple free throws earlier, and it's 27-23. Alleman with the lead, 2:19. Streaks trying to work the basketball around, but they keep getting the ball hit in the ground, and now Chloe Anderson with the pickup gets it to Jessica. They're working back and forth, playing catch in front of the bench for Alleman. Now finally, Jess is going to get the ball back in front, in between the circles as it went through Sabrina Clay. Jessica thinks about taking Isabella Anderson off the dribble, but then decides not to. Sabrina Clay, I think, could take Ann Boner. Now a pick off by Weatherall. She's doing a great job playing the passing lanes right there, and she misses the layup.
Got a break there. We deserve to give up two. We were all standing around offensively, and it was an easy steal for Weatherall. She just blew the layup.
Chloe came down with the rebound, streaks back the other way. Counted, and the foul is Jessica is going to pick up the contact, and I think this is going to go against Isabella Anderson. It does. Her first foul, and Jess is going to go back to the free throw line. So Jess doing a good job going towards the basket right now.
What a nice swing, because Alleman could have built that lead with a layup, missed it, and the Streaks come back down, get the two, maybe three here from Labor, and it's up and good. So a five-point turnaround there in a couple of seconds span.
Yeah, and a much-needed turnaround for the Silver Streak. So the Streaks find themselves down one. 1:42 left to go here in the opening half. I know you're disappointed, Jim, but the band is taking off, it looks like.
They weren't too awfully loud tonight. We've been through worse.
Zoe Kelso, good post-up move right to the basket, and she scores easily.
They didn't hold a candle to what Quincy put up decibel-wise next to us there three or 4 weeks ago.
29-26, 1:20 left to go here in the opening half, and Casey trying to work the dribble, gets double-teamed, kicks out to Jess, three up, and count it from way downtown.
A big bomb there from Labor, and the Streaks are tied at
29-29, as there's a minute 8 left. Isabel Anderson all the way down, rims around, no good, and Danny Teal down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Streaks have a chance to take their first lead of the ball game. Kicks it out to Lexi Daniels. She was guarded by Weatherall. And now another steal, this one by Billy Frank. She's going to go all the way down, and she's going to convert the layup. Streaks are not taking care of the basketball at the passing lanes right now. They've got to be aware that Allman's looking to ball hawk in those passing lanes. You can't be lazy with your passes. Danny Teal up top. She's got Ann Bonard on her. Jessica now with Zoe Kelso, and Jessica can go by Zoe Kelso, especially with the bad knee. She goes to Zoe's right, Zoe's left. Zoe's going to be in trouble. But Jess opts against it twice now. Casey Williams with the basketball. They're switching screens. Three up from Lexi in the corner. Count it. Streaks with 7 threes in the first half.
They've hit their last 4 shots from the field to take the lead just before the half.
Now a steal by Casey Williams, her second of the game. 7-6, just with the basketball. 5, she looked up, looked at the clock, lost the ball. Now tries to steal it back, and now we're going to get a foul on Jessica. That's a tough foul to call right there because Jessica was battling with Ann Weatherall and Ann Bonert, and then we're going to get a push call on Jessica while she was trying to get the basketball back.
Well, and especially when there's 9-tenths of a second left on the clock, and Olivan was clear down under our basket. No way in the world they were going to get another point this half, and just you applaud the scrappy play, but the timing of it very unfortunate because now Weatherell's got a two-shot situation here to put Alleman back on top possibly.
Well, the good thing is she missed her last free throw, the first of a 1-1. This one up, and that one's good. Yeah, no, that it's a tough play. Jess was just trying to make a lot of nothing right there. Once that ball hit the ground, there was a little chance she was going to get a shot up in time anyway. So it's 32-all, 9-tenths of a second left. Weatherall's second one up, and that one rattles in. And 33-32, Jess with another heave at the buzzer and another air ball. So after one half of play, the Streaks trail in this one, 33-32. We'll be back with our postgame stats, or halftime stats, excuse me, and halftime scoreboard. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
That's someone enjoying a wonderful meal at McDonald's. That's someone enjoying a refreshing Coca-Cola for only a dollar. And that's the harmonious flavor of McDonald's and any size icy cold Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea for just a dollar. It's hard to describe it any other way. The simple joy of... A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends. Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Halftime at Don Morris Gymnasium in Rock Island, where the Alleman Pioneers have jumped to a 33-32 lead over the Silver Streaks. Looked like Ellsberg was going to have the lead at the break after they got the ball back in the closing seconds, but lost it briefly, and Jessica Lieber trying to get the ball back was called for a foul, and Anna Weatherall, as she had done a number of times in the first half, cashing into the free throw line and giving Alleman that 1-point lead. Halftime situation right now, Eric, is similar for Alleman, because when we played them before, they shot 55% for the game, and the Streaks still won. Well, Alleman shooting 54% tonight, 12 out of 22. The Silver Streaks shooting 35%, but those three-point shots starting to fall for Galesburg, and that's made a huge difference.
Yeah, and you know, the big thing for the Silver Streaks is that they're hitting the threes. If they go cold from three, they're going to be in trouble. They've only taken five shots from inside the arc. They've hit three of them. But, you know, you always get concerned when all your points are coming from the exterior, because generally that's not something you're able to keep up for an entire game. You're going to go through some cold spells, and we're just hoping that the girls don't do that.
All right, the halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. As we take a look at the rest of the numbers here at halftime, Alleman winning the rebounding battle, but not by a great deal. 15 rebounds for the Pioneers at the half to 11 for the Silver Streaks. Turnovers, Alleman with 11 and Galesburg with 9. Teams have pretty much traded them throughout the course of the night. And again, as we said, they've come in very similar styles. Alleman most of the time either getting the ball poked away or throwing bad inlet passes, while the Silver Streaks, almost everything coming out high here with guards trying to throw the ball around the top of the key and getting it picked off. And we've really dodged some bullets in this, because Alleman has cashed in, I think, twice on the fast break opportunities, but I think on three other occasions, Eric, they've missed layups or settled for a short jumper and missed. So that's something that we've got to clean up and not give Alleman, you know, 8 or 10 easy points in the second half that way off of turnovers.
Yeah, you know, and that's the big thing. And the other thing is just doing what you can to know where that weak side post player is, because that's, I would say they've got 6 or 8 points off that skip pass across to that weak side post player. Somebody's got to be staying at home if the ball's on the far side of the floor, kind of playing the middle of that lane to make sure that that post pass doesn't get through.
All right, as far as the halftime scoreboard, we've been keeping up to date on the Fighting Illini. What's the last you know there, Eric?
Well, the Illini trailing by 8 right now. They've went on a couple runs to get back into it. Unfortunately, not anything major. And unfortunately for the Illini, time's dwindling. Only about 3.5 left to go in that one. Well, be glad that we're not at Quincy. They got started 7 minutes ago.
I'm always glad we're not at Quincy.
But Quincy is hosting Rock Island down in Quincy, and they just got started 7 minutes
ago. I believe it. By the time they have a long sophomore game, which they always do, and then have their senior night, good grief, a late night.
Over at Moline, Moline's up in the early going, 14-13 at half against UT. So UT having a little bit of a different start than they had against us.
It's hard to imagine, isn't it?
Yeah, when they scored all those points early. So that's a good thing for the for Moline. Unfortunately, you know, as far as the Silver Streaks are concerned, they're pretty much rooted into that third-place slot. As I'll run down, going into action tonight, Rocky won the conference 9-0 in conference play. UT at 7-2 will take second. Streaks at 5-4, and then the only iffy thing is Moline, Quincy, and Alleman all battling at 2-7 to see who is trying to stay out of the gutter.
All right, the halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all of your insurance needs. Silver Streaks girls are back out on the court practicing those all-important three-point shots, which finally started to go down. They hit 4 out of 5 shots to end the second quarter and climb back into the game, one that they had trailed throughout the first half, briefly had the lead, but Alleman with the 1-point lead here at the half, 33-32. Second half action as the halftime report continues. Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room.
No! It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg. By Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy light freezing drizzle after midnight, low of 26. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 35. Tomorrow night, clear with lows dropping down around 26 again. Saturday, sunny with a high of 42, and Saturday night, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow, overnight low of 32. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Closing in on the second half of Silver Streaks girls basketball on this Thursday night. Final regular season game for the Galesburg girls. I'm Jim Lee along with Eric Gibson, set for second half action. And the gym's become kind of quiet here. The band wrapping up, and we lost a few fans, I think, that had watched the sophomore game and then decided to go home and get a little rest. Not a big contingent from Galesburg here tonight. We're trusting there's a good a group of you out listening, and we appreciate you joining us here on WGIL. And, Eric, hopefully we can bring you that elusive Silver Streaks 18th win of the season here before we're all done tonight.
Yeah, this is the sixth try at it. Let's hope so. Well, one other scorer from the area of significance at the Taylor Ridge or Rock Ridge Regional Championship. It's Sherrard 15, Orion 6 in the second quarter. No score to report yet from Kewaunee, where Knoxville is taking on Peoria Christian, or from Macomb, where Illini West is taking on Havana.
Yeah, I would guess Illini West probably in a blowout there. I'd love to see Matt Gibson and Knoxville get that title. I think they can get it done tonight, but we'll see.
Individual scoring real quick before the girls take the floor. Jessica Lieber leads the streaks at half with 14 points, including a perfect 4-for-4 from the line. Two three-pointers in her 14 points. Haley Kelso with 9. Casey Williams with 6. And Lexi Daniels with a 3. Only 4 streaks scored there in the first half. Balanced scoring on the other side, I think. Almonds led in scoring by Aaron Morrissey with 9. 6 for Zoe Kelso. 4 for Guzzo, McGuire, Weatherall. 2 apiece for Abby Johnson, Ann Boner, and Billy Franks. Streaks with the basketball out of the half. They're going to start with Casey going all the way to her right. She puts up a hook shot. No good. Chloe Anderson with the rebound. She gets it up back up. No good, but she's fouled. And I think this foul might be going on Morrissey. It will. So that, I believe, is her first. It is. And obviously the first team foul of the half.
Well, and they open the half with Zoe Kelso on the bench. And, you know, Coach Hatch had told you before the game, don't expect her to play throughout the game, maybe half the game, if that much, on that recovering left knee.
Well, Chloe's been shooting free throws better, and then she hits the first one, and the second one up, no good, and rebound down to Ann Boner. Back the other way, here comes Allman. No pressure. Streaks are back in a 2-3 zone, so a different look for the Streaks out of the locker room. Obviously, the one thing they were getting burned on was balls in the paint, so they're trying to take that away right away. Boner into the lane. Hurst jumper up and missed, and Casey Williams down with the rebound. Poked away momentarily, but she gets it back. Streaks push the ball up the floor. They're going to rotate around. Casey thought about a three. Now she thinks better of it. Goes down the lane. Shot up. No good, but we're going to get a foul, and he's going to call it on the floor, I believe. Yep, and Boner's going to pick up a foul, her first.
A good start to the half of the Streaks.
Second, excuse me.
Yeah, to get two quick fouls on the Pioneers here. Streaks look like they've got a little more spring in their step than the Pioneers, at least in the first minute of this second half.
Haley Kelso inbounds to Rainey, and now to Jess. They thought about going back to Haley. They normally go back to the inbound. Haley around a screen up top, three between the circles. That one's off the mark. Rainey Sibley down with a big offensive rebound. She just grabbed that one out of the air. Jess goes inside, absorbs some contact, and she's going to get called for a charge. That's her third foul.
Well, and you know, she's got that habit of lowering her shoulder, and when you do that, you're just almost always going to get that charge call, and that was the case there.
Well, Jess, the only one really in foul trouble for the Streaks right now with three. Looking to inbound, Ann Boner. She gets it to Isabel Anderson. She's about 84 feet from the basket with Casey all over. So the Streaks do jump out in full court press this time after sitting back in a 2-3 zone. Anderson with Casey doing a good job turning her left and right. Not a whole lot of pressure, just doing a good job turning her. Boner, weak side post. She gets a shot up and another skip pass across the lane. Finds Boner. She's got 4 points now, and the lead goes back to Allman at 35-33.
Yeah, that was way too easy. Boner just right there in the middle of the lane. All she had to do was drop it in the basket. Saw Anderson, their point guard, do something you don't see girls do very often. A behind-the-back dribble as she brought that ball up the court with confidence. Isabel Anderson for Allman.
Well, we saw Haley Kelso doing the first half, and she twisted her ankle.
Not doing that, though, I don't
think. No, it was just the end result. It was right after it. Three up from Jessica Lieber. That one's off the iron, but rebound down to Chloe Anderson. And, you know, the one thing the Silver Streaks are doing a really good job of right now is getting offensive rebounds.
Yes, and you know, they did it on several occasions in the first half, and at least twice it led to three-point shots on second opportunities. And in a game that's 35-33, that can make all the difference. So that first group sits down with a good effort out of the locker room. In comes the second group, and we'll see if they can keep it up. Streaks, though, still trail by two.
The ball comes inbound. Danny Teal, some contact. No, but she's going to get the points anyway. Good job by Danny. Ties the game up at 35. 6 minutes left to go here in quarter number three. Up the floor with it was Weatherall. She looks to give and go. No give back, though, right there. In the corner, though, will get the basketball. She drives in. She gets this one to Ann Boner. Ann breaking down off the dribble. And another jumper off the glass. And another 2 points for Ann Boner. She's got six now. Streaks push it down to Danny Teal. She gets it under the basket, and she's fouled. I think this one's going to be on Boner.
And Danny will go to the line, and she's holding that chin. I don't know if she got that scuffed. Of course, that's the chin that she had six stitches taken on up down at Quincy. What's that been, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago now? But
yeah.
I'm sure, you know, she probably still has a tendency to touch that, and it probably does have a little sensitive yet to maybe breaking open. I don't think that was the case, but you can see Danny messing with it there at the free throw line.
Well, Allman will take a 30-second timeout as Coach Hatch not happy with the fact that his girls haven't gotten back on back-to-back made baskets by Ann Boner, and now we have another foul, and that one was actually called on Abby Johnson. So realistically, Allman lucked out right there because I thought Ann Boner was the one that actually committed the foul. That would have given her three, but instead it's Abby Johnson's second.
Well, and you know, they've had pretty balanced attack. Weatherell, a big problem for us in the first half. Bonert's come alive here in the second half. Of course, Morrissey not near what she was in the first game, but when they get good balance, they don't need 29 from her, I guess.
Nope. Danny Teal steps to the line. This is her first trip of the game. She's 56.9% free throw shooter, and she hits that one. I'll tell you what, one of the things I've noticed is the Streaks seem to be getting better from the free throw line as the season's going along, because she was one of those players that really struggled early in the season, her and Chloe, and they both seem to have been getting better. She does miss the second one, though, and Kelso comes down with the rebound for Allman. Rebound, or ball passed around Allman. They're trying to look inside to Zoe Kelso, and now Aaron Morrissey will go in. They'll try to go back door, but a good job by Sabrina Clay seeing that one all the way and getting the steal. So you're not going to believe this, Jim. Illinois won 74-72.
They did not.
They did.
No, really?
Yep, Lieber with the three. Count it. Eighth of the game.
You wouldn't tease me with that, would you?
Unless the ESPN has it wrong on their thing, they won.
That's remarkable. What a huge win over the number one team in the country.
And there's a layup put up and in by Ann Boner. She gets another two, and unless the Illini storm the court for a loss, I can see all the kids on the floor right now. That's inside of Danny Teal for two.
What a comeback win for Illinois. Now we just need the Streaks to get one, and we're up by two after the Teal basket.
So 41-39. And they try to go inside. Oh, Aaron Morrissey, a great pass from Zoe Kelso down to Morrissey. And she'll hit it. And just like that, we're back tied.
Yeah, slow developing play. You knew that Kelso, if she could get it to Morrissey, would get an easy basket. But Kelso was being double-teamed, finally found an avenue to drop it off on a bounce pass on the right side. Easy deuce for Morrissey.
Streaks doing a good job moving the basketball around, get it inside to Jessica. Shot up, no good. Now rebound comes down, and Weatherall on the run out. She misses another layup. Sabrina Clay had hands on it, but they're going to say it went off Isabel Anderson.
Wow. So, again, Oliver misses an opportunity the other way, and game tied at 41. We'll see if the Streaks can jump back into the lead here. The team is playing better basketball as this game goes along. You're starting to see a reflection of the old Streaks.
And now a turnover by the Silver Streaks, and Zoe Kelso on the dribble brings it in. She misses the shot, goes over the back, and she's going to get called for the foul.
Yeah.
I just saw the video from the end of the Illinois game. You're not going to believe this. The Illini were going to inbound it. They had Paul inbounding to DJ Richardson. Everybody jumped out of DJ Richardson, and Tyler Griffey was in the middle of the lane all alone and got an easy layup.
And that was the winner.
That was the winner. He got it off just before the light went on.
Fantastic.
So, Streaks with the basketball, as we said, looking for a win here and bobbled. But Casey Williams able to get it back. She's got Zoe Kelso all over her.
I think Illinois coach John Gross needed that even more than the players. He was sounding pretty discouraged of late.
Well, I don't blame him. And Casey shot up and no good. Kelso down with the rebound. That's her fourth. So back the other way. Ball batted away by the Silver Streaks. A good job. Weatherall with the basketball now. Streaks playing that 2-3 zone. Really taking away the inside game that they had going, that Allman had going with Zoe Kelso. Ball skipped across to Weatherall. She tries to go inside, and good job by Casey batting it away. Allison picks up the ball, and she's got the dribble on the right hand. Good decision. Pulls it up. She's going to get it back with an open three. Shot up and count it! 9 for the Streaks from three-point range, and that's Allison's first points of the game.
Well, we hit 10 in the first meeting with these two teams, and the Streaks, after shooting poorly early in this game, have caught fire and are up 3, 44-41.
And a good job right there by Rainey playing defense, and now Allison with another steal. She's going to go all the way. Zoe behind her, and Zoe bounces it out of bounds. Streaks want a foul. No foul call, but they will get the ball on the baseline.
Now, Allman continuing to turn the ball over. Silver Streaks putting some more pressure on out high now. That's 14 Pioneer turnovers, and the Silver Streaks will have it inbounds after an Allman timeout. Coach Jay Hatch will take a full one here.
And we'll take one as well. Streaks lead in this one 44-41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball at WGIL and WGIL.com.
Just finished your book? Now you need to call your daughter to take you to the library. Ran out of a few necessities? Well, maybe your son can take you to the store after he gets off work. Your buddy invited you and some of your guys over to watch the game. Now let's see, who haven't you bugged for a ride lately?
When you call Handy Van, we'll take you anywhere within the Galesburg city limits and you won't be bugging us at all. If a temporary or permanent disability prevents you from using the city bus or operating a vehicle, allow us to take you. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Welcome back to Don Moore's Gym here at Allman High School. The Streaks have come out hot here in the third quarter and have jumped ahead 44-41 as they continue to stroke the three ball. 9 threes in the game for the Silver Streaks. Just going for 10 up and air balls. It come down to Guzzo for the rebound.
Really a force that time. She was well covered. They got a little piece of that ball, and in hindsight, better to work that around a little bit there.
And that's exactly what Allman does. They work it around. Again, easy layup from Maddie McGuire inside to make it 44-43. Streaks have the lead. Over down in Quincy, Rocky up 15-4 early going. This shot up, no good by Jessica, but she's bumped, and the foul's going to go against Maddie McGuire, her third. Team six.
Nice job by Jessica to penetrate that time and force Oliver into another foul. That's 16 fouls already with 2:16 to go third quarter. Next.
Shot up, and that one's off the mark.
Only one team foul on the Silver Streaks, which is great because Oliver is a good free throw shooting team. At least they have been in this game, but they're not going to get to the line very often in this half. The Streaks continue to keep that hands-off policy.
Shot up, and this one's good by Jessica, so she splits a pair at the line. She's now 5 of 6 from the stripe in the game, 45-43. Streaks with the basketball, or with the lead. Allman with the basketball. Ball on the ground, and we're going to get a foul call. I think this is going to go against Haley Kelsel. She was on the ground and got a hit. Oh, the ankle right there of Billy Franks. Yes, it is going to go against Haley. That'll be her third. So three on Jessica, three on Haley Kelso, and into the game is Allison Manjuri replacing Haley Kelso. Ball goes into the corner to Carly Anderson. She's looking inside, finally decides to go inside to McGuire. She tried to drop pass, and a good job by Sabrina getting hands on it, and Chloe coming up with the steal. Streaks back the other way, chance to push this lead back up to three, or further if they can get it a bigger basket. And Sabrina, with defense all over, finally gets it up to Josh. She tries to kick it out to Allison. Allison recovers the ball as it was kind of bouncing away from her. Just down in front of us on the wing on the near side. She goes inside. Short jumper from the baseline. Count it. Just with 6 points in the quarter and gives the Streaks back that three-point lead. Or four-point lead, excuse me.
Nearly a 10 count there on the bringing it up the court.
Yeah, and then they get it up the court, and it's Carly Anderson finishing at the other end. 47-45 Streaks. They try to go inside to Chloe, and that's going to go up Chloe's hands and out of bounds.
Yeah, it's been an interesting ball game where I think the fan base for each team has felt like their team was about to maybe take control of the game to some respect. Just about even again.
Yeah. Ball in the corner, far side corner, right in front of the Allman bench. They're going to reverse this one around. Three up from Carly Anderson. Bad miss, and down with the rebound, Sabrina Clay. She fights it away from Allman, and they're going to push the Streaks, push the ball up to Chloe, to Rainey for three, just off the mark. Streak fans were ready to explode. Rebound down to Manny McGuire, and she gets it taken from her by Jessica. Three up, and that one's off the mark. And now we're going to get a foul on Chloe as she ran over Billy Franks going for that rebound.
A lot of action yielded no points on either end that time. And I think that last trip for Allman, that was their first three-point attempt of the game.
Second.
Wasn't? And you can see why they don't shoot many. That was
atrocious.
That was pretty hard to watch. Good to watch, I guess, from a Silver Streak standpoint.
So Jessica, three steals in the game. Unfortunately, was not able to cap it off with a big three-pointer there. Steal now by Allison Manjuri, her third of the quarter. But then she throws it away. A great play by Allison to get that steal. As she did the right thing right there, Jim. She used the offhand to poke it away and then went back and gathered it.
Yeah, I thought it was going to go out bounds over there by the scorer's table. But she was able, as you said, using the offhand to get it and go the other way. But we turned it right back over. So both teams giving the other teams trouble in the ball handling department.
20 seconds left to go in the quarter. Now we're underneath. 15 seconds left to go. Allman rotating the ball around, down by two, 47-45, Streaks lead. Zoe Kelso, far side corner in front of the Allman bench. Allman's patient, 5 seconds left, four, three, two, one. Weatherall, desperation, three at the buzzer, off the rim. So after three quarters of the play, the Streaks have their first end of a quarter lead, 47-45. We have 8 minutes to play here in regulation. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Galesburg's Packing House Restaurant is making a comeback and will be reopening in April. Tell us what you think by going to our Facebook page. Go to Facebook and search for WGIL.
Now they just announced the score here at Don Morris Gym, that Illinois won and made some, I think, folks in green and wearing black tonight, both happy with that score.
Yeah, by far the loudest cheer of the game because both sides were in unison there. Well, at the half, Sherrard leads Orion 36-13. It looks like they're going to run away with that one. That's in the regional championship up at Rock Ridge. Ball rotated around. Bonert with it for Allman. They come out of the half with the basketball down by two. Good steal right there as Casey poked it away and Chloe recovered it for the Silver Streaks. They're really trying to force that ball inside, and the Streaks using the 2-3 zone to clamp down on it. Now Casey kicks it over to Haley Kelso, and the Streaks will work the basketball. Streaks taking a majority threes in this game, but they've been able to hit some timely baskets inside the arc. Just up top in front of, between the circles. Gets it to Rainey. Rainey goes all the way down the lane. Nobody cuts her off. Misses the layup. Chloe down with the offensive rebound. Puts it back up. No, they're going to say it was on the ground, but she's going to go to the line for a one-and-one anyway. Is that seven fouls now on Allman?
Well, let's see. That's nine offensive rebounds in the game for the Silver Streaks, which isn't a lot, but it's a good count. When you look at Allman, they had three early in the first quarter, got a couple of putbacks. They have not had an offensive rebound since, Eric.
Wow.
So that's been a great job by the Galesburg girls to rebound as Chloe hits her first free throw, and it's really negated a lot of what Erin Morrissey likes to do is get those putbacks, and the Streaks have done a terrific job of keeping her away from the basket.
Chloe looking to go 3 of 4. Nope, that one's off the mark. She stays 2 of 4 in this game, and the Streaks with a 48-45 lead. 7:15 left to go. Now the ball loose on the floor. Isabella Anderson lost it. Oh, and this is going to be a bad foul call right there. They're going to call on Jessica. That ball was rolling around on the ground. Yeah, Jessica just reached in and put her hand on the basketball.
And it's her fourth on top of it, which is a huge play in this game. She's got to be very careful not to foul out now with an entire quarter left.
Terrible call right there. So, Allman looking to get the ball in bounds. Count going, and they just threw it right into their own bench.
Oh, Jay Hatch, I wish you could. I mean, he just immediately kicked both legs out, leaned back, put his hands behind his head. He did not like what he saw there.
Well, the Streaks get the ball back, and now Jessica's going to push this to Chloe. And like you said, Jessica's got to be careful. I think that one of the last times she fouled out was actually last year at this gym. Three up from Haley Kelso, way off the mark, and Isabella Anderson down with the rebound for Allman. So, Allman's going to work the ball. Still down by three. 6:48 left to go. Skipped across to Isabella Anderson. She goes into the lane. Long jumper up. And they're going to call a foul on Haley Kelso, and that's her fourth.
Yeah. Tough. Boy, last two trips down have been tough for the Silver Streaks and those two foul calls. So, both of our main offensive threats in foul trouble.
I couldn't really tell if Haley committed a foul there because what Isabella Anderson did was she dribbled, and she was almost right in front of me when I'm looking at their basket. She pulled the ball over her right shoulder, and it almost gave the appearance that Haley's hand was in there. But, I couldn't tell depth-wise whether she actually made contact or not from this angle.
Anderson. Second one coming.
48-46, Streaks by two, maybe one. This one up, and this one finds the hole. And 48-47 as Isabella Anderson completes two shots right there, and now Streaks by one. 6:36 left to go in this one. Just three. They left her alone, and she splashes it home. 10 for the Silver Streaks. Just with another three, and the Streaks up by four, 51-47.
Still like our chances if we can keep our two ball handlers on the floor. If we lose both Lieber and Kelso to fouls, we could have a lot of turnovers real fast, so let's build a nice lead here before that happens.
Ball goes off. Oh, wow. It went off of Abby Johnson out of bounds, but the official gives it back to Allman. So 23 points for Jessica. She had, I believe it was 26 last time against this team, so she's really brought it in these games. And that shot up and good from Boner. She had a 16-footer splash through.
Well, that's a big shot for Ottoman, and not one they usually take, but they're not getting anything underneath right now. They've got to hit some perimeter shots. Boner gets them within two here as the Streaks are trying to spread their lead and, again, keep their two guards on the court.
Allison handles the ball up top. Now he gets it right back to Jess. Coach Massey calling out the plays from the bench. Calls for a screen and roll, but Jess tries to take him right there. Abby Johnson just took it out of Jess's hands.
Well, did you see Jess? She pulled both hands back very quickly. Normally she goes after that ball, but she knows the situation.
Yeah, smart move. Ball inside to Morrissey. Morrissey, a turnaround jumper, and it looked like Morrissey went into Chloe. Chloe gets called for the foul.
Well, and this is a good time for Allman to get ultra aggressive on the offensive end because they know that Lieber and now Kelso, who come in the game, can't do anything. They just cannot play their normal aggressive defense, and so Allman should probably go right at them.
First shot, and that one's good from Erin Morrissey. The second free throw of the game for her. She's got 12 points now. Again, 29 last time these two teams met. Well, that's one of those fouls that I always hated as a post. Chloe did the exact right thing. She was straight up and down. Morrissey went into her, and if there was any contact, it wasn't anything substantial.
Right, and it was initiated by the offensive player.
Exactly. Morrissey's second one up. That one's no good, and It looked, oh, wow, they're going to say it went out of bounds off of Sabrina Clay. And right there, it looked like Bonert went over the back to knock it away.
The first offensive rebound since early first quarter for Alleman, and that one was questionable, just a team rebound that got knocked out of bounds.
Isabel Anderson, open three. That one's off the mark. Zoe Kelso down with the rebound. And now Morrissey picks it up as it was loose on the ground, and she puts it in.
So an Aaron Morrissey sighting. That's not what we want to see. Don't let her get hot in the post for the Pioneers. Kelso looks real awkward still right now to me, Eric.
Yeah. Haley goes all the way in, and that one's blocked by Zoe Kelso. Rebound down to Danny Teal. Danny kicks out. Now we're going to get a travel call against Allison Mangieri.
Now, Kelso's giving him some size. Certainly a block shot right there, but she's still not too mobile at this point. Well, I thought maybe she'd be a little farther along after she's played a number of games here. But I'm like you. I think you could go around her. The only thing she could do is block it from the backside.
Dribbling inside and now dishing it off is Isabel Anderson to Zoe Kelso, and she gets blocked, but they're going to get a foul called against Sabrina Clay.
And Zoe using her size in there to just force her way inside on Sabrina and draw the foul.
So Streaks trail this one 52-51, 4:53 left to go. It's really been the last two possessions that have hurt the Streaks as they got 3 points off a Morrissey missed free throw and then picking it up and hitting two. And now Zoe Kelso hits this one, and she's 3 for 3 from the line. She has 7 points in the game, and she's given Allman a two-point lead.
And, of course, this is her last game on her home court here, senior night for the Pioneers.
Second one up, and that one rattles in. So she's perfect from the line still, 54-51. Streaks trail by three. Jessica with the basketball, gets a screen from Sabrina Clay, trying to work against Weatherall. Looks like she's going to go in. She's got the five count started, and I never understand that. They just stopped the five count when she picked up the basketball, but Streaks benefit. Now Danny Teal with the basketball. She's going to go in with the right hand. Nope, she's going to kick out just long three. Air balls it, and this one's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to go off the Silver Streaks. And right there, Danny Teal fell over Sabrina Clay underneath.
Well, the offense got very stagnant that time. You know, Danny Teal dribbled around, just gave it back to Jessica, and she didn't see anything happening, so she launched a real long three, caught nothing but air. So that was a real bad possession for the Streaks. We'll take a timeout here.
Yeah, Streaks trail right now, 54-51, 4:27 left to go. Up at Don Morris Gym at Allman High School, and we had a nice ride up here, Jim.
We sure did, and trust that we'll have a nice one home as well, as long as we can stay in that beautiful car from Galesburg Nissan, a two-door 2012 Altima. It's black leather interior, Bose stereo system. It is just so comfortable to drive. And again, as we talk, these Altimas are getting terrific gas mileage. In fact, as I was talking with the guys at the dealership last week, they're even exceeding. They're having reports of gas mileage being well above what's on the sticker.
Wow.
And I know the times that we've driven them over the last couple of years, we've felt the same way. It seems like that needle just stays up high for a long time. So in addition to getting style and sportiness and reliability, you get great gas mileage with the entire Nissan line. And tonight we're in a two-door Altima, one of the certified pre-owned vehicles. Low mileage, stop by. If you're getting this one, you probably won't want to get out. It's a two-door sports car of an Altima. It's really, really nice. Stop by and see him at Galesburg Nissan.
Well, Allman gets the ball out of the timeout, and Streaks come out with the press. Isabel Anderson almost lost the handle, and now we're going to get a timeout by Coach Jay Hatch as he really saved Isabel Anderson right there.
Yeah, as it turned out, she found somebody after he called the timeout out the middle of the court. They were going to be okay, but at that point he didn't want to give up the possession as Isabel was in a double team. Looked like she was going to be in trouble. In fact, was straddling the half court line, so she was dangerously close to ending up with a violation there. So Hatch takes the 30-second timeout, gives the girls a little pep talk, sends them back out. This lead has gone back and forth this half. Streaks had as much as a four-point lead at 51-47. Allman has scored seven straight, and they have the ball. They'll inbound to go in the game.
Final from Moline. Moline beat UT 39-36.
That's something. UT looked great against us last week.
Yeah, doesn't sound like they did near as well against Moline.
No.
Long jumper up and good from Bonert, and just like that, a five-point lead now for Allman, and this is the biggest difference for either team in quite some time. Streaks with the basketball. It's Rainey Sibley on the far side in front of Coach Massey. Now she's going to get it to Justin between the circles. She's got Weatherall on her. Casey with the basketball now. She's got Bonert. She has Maggie McGuire on her. Just three up from the far side wing. That one's off the back iron, but down with the offensive rebound is Rainey Sibley.
Love the long carom off of those three-point shots. Gets you another opportunity.
Here's Casey working. She's got two on her. She puts up a three. That one's in and out.
Oh, boy. Tough shot.
Rebound down to Guzzo. That one just missed from Casey. It was halfway down. Ball on the far side baseline. Now gets it up top to Boner at the free throw line. She rotates it around to Isabel Anderson. Maddie McGuire. And Allman's taking some time off the clock right now as they're reversing around, making the streaks move in this 2-3 zone.
Yeah.
Neither Morrissey or Kelso on the floor right now for Allman.
And I'm sure Coach Hatch more than happy to work a little clock here until the streaks apply some more pressure.
3 minutes left to go here in the game. Ball goes down low inside to Guzzo. Shot up, and that one rolls off and no good. Chloe Anderson down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks.
Got to break that one by Guzzo just off the rim. Would have given them a big lead, and the Streaks now can try and cut back into it. Down five with 2:44 to go.
Well, now we're going to get a foul as the official did not have the whistle in his mouth, so it was a delayed call as Weatherall pushed right through Casey Williams and knocked her to the ground. That's eight fouls, and this should put Casey, and it will put Casey to the line.
Be frustrating if you're the official. Where's that whistle? I got to blow it here pretty soon.
I'll tell you what, it took him a little bit to find that whistle because that it was well after the play that he finally made the call. Casey to the line. She's got a 1-1. She split him earlier in the game. And the first one up and good. It's Casey Knox ahead and brings the streaks back within four.
You know, I've seen football officials not be able to find their flag to throw it, but in basketball, it's a little more urgent. You better make the call pretty quick or the action will go right by you.
And that one's good. So good job by Casey. In fact, Coach Massey was really adamant on the sideline as the official was taking his time. And not, I don't want to be overdramatic. It's not like 10 minutes came off the clock, but Streaks with a steal. Out to Jess, three up, tie game! Jess hits it, 56 all. 2:30 left to go here in regulation. Isabel Anderson puts it ahead to Weatherall. She has to collect as she couldn't catch it cleanly. Streaks are able to recover on defense now. They're a little haphazard. They better get into position. So they finally rotate around. Now a little jumper from Isabel Anderson hits it from about 8 feet out. 58-56. Jess in the lane takes some contact, puts a shot up and good. Do you think Jessica came to play or what? Wow. And we're going to get a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:06 left to go. Streaks and Allman tied at 58. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh. You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras. I can't say that.
Out of collision.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. For the latest in news, weather, and sports, join Will Stevenson, Jim Lee, and me tomorrow morning beginning at 5 on the WGIL Morning News.
Well, Jim, I know you have to get up early, but the Streaks looking like they're going to try to win this one for you in regulation, but it's tied at 58 right now with 2:06 left to go.
Well, I'd even take an overtime or double overtime if we can get the win here tonight. Both of these teams performing very well down the stretch here in the clutch, making some key shots. Allman making some perimeter shots that we don't normally see from them, and the Silver Streaks with some grittiness, a key steal, a couple of free throws from Casey, and two big shots from Jessica Lieber, and we are tied.
28 points for Jessica Lieber of the Streaks, 58. So she's really brought her A game in this one. Streaks it back in a 2-3 zone. Allman with the basketball. Up top, Weatherall trying to decide what to do with it. Talked earlier, Kelso and Morrissey were out of the game. They're both back in there now. Kelso near side, has it on the baseline, about 20 feet out, decides to pass it up. Now rotate it around. They're going to go inside and back outside. As Allman does a good job patiently working the basketball. They go to the free throw line to Zoe Kelso, to Weatherall. They're still looking for somewhere. Morrissey and Kelso. Streaks do a great job collapsing the lane whenever Morrissey and Kelso get in on the same side. Now three up by Boner. That went off the rim. Just had the rebound, but it got knocked away from her. Now the ball on the floor, and Haley Kelso has it for the Silver Streaks, and they're tied up, and we're going to get Streaks' ball. Coach Hatch wanted a foul underneath, and I was going to say, if there's a foul, it was on Zoe.
Yeah, no question, over the top there. So you know, we've done a nice job here coming back from five down in this quarter, plus Lieber and Kelso have both been able to stay on the floor playing the entire fourth quarter with four fouls.
Well, that possession almost took a minute off the clock. Now, Jess all the way down the lane, puts it up, no, but she's got fouled by Morrissey.
Yep, Morrissey came over, swung the arm, an easy foul call to make, and so Lieber will go to the bucket. I'm always a little nervous when Jessica takes off with four fouls that she's going to get a charge, but I think she's pretty aware of that and was fading away that time, and Morrissey just clipped her.
First free throw up, and it's good as it just barely grabbed rim, but after it did, it fell through. So she's got 29 points. The Streaks have 59, and it's 59-58 Silver Streaks. Second free throw up, and she knew it. She was backing off the lane after she let go of that one. 60-58, Streaks up by two. Under a minute left to go in this one. Allman has the basketball. They work it to the baseline. This one's Morrissey, and she's going to kick it around. Zoe Kelso desperately calling for the ball in the lane. She gets it now. She goes to work over her left shoulder, puts it up, and no, but she's fouled.
And Chloe this Anderson foul got her.
Nope, it's going to go against Casey.
Okay.
Her second.
Well, Kelso for the first time limping a little bit, too. She had played pretty well with that brace on, but as she got up to the free throw line, she was really favoring the left leg. She's got two free throws that could tie it. The first one's on the way.
Oh, that's her first miss of the game. She's now 4 of 5 as she plays that one just a little too long and off the mark.
Substitution as Sabrina Clay comes in for the Streaks. Casey Williams will sit down, so an offense for defense trade here as the Streaks will get the ball back.
47.7 left to go. Second free throw up, and this one is off the mark as well, and Chloe's going to come down with the rebound. Now, if you wanted to foul, you wanted to get Chloe right there, but they didn't. So now guarding Lieber in the backcourt is Weatherall, and if you think Jess has given up the ball, oh, she turns it over.
Dribbled it off her foot.
That was about the only way she was giving up the basketball right there.
Yeah, Weatherall really on her tight, and Jessica went to the corner, and then when she looked up to see what was going on, as so often happens, that ball can just catch your shoe, and it went out of bounds, and Alleman will dribble over to Coach Hatch and take a timeout.
And we're going to get a full timeout.
May as well keep it here with 30 seconds to go in regulation. 60-58, Silver Streaks girls on top, trying to snap that five-game losing streak. And this may just be a preview of what's to come next Thursday night. We may be watching these two teams play again over at the Dunlap Regional Final. Of course, they both have to win a game to get there, but looking at the other teams there, Eric, you've got to think there's a pretty good shot that could be the case a week from tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, you talked a little bit in the pregame show. We were talking about the boys' game, in which the boys are actually the two seed, so they know who they're playing. The Streaks, the girls, are going to be the one seed, so they're going to either play Geneseo or IVC. They'll have a play-in game on Monday, I believe it is, and Streaks already have beat IVC on the season.
Right.
That game by 20-plus. They have not seen Geneseo.
Yeah, I would think if we even play with the vigor that we have here tonight, if we get IBC, I like our chances in that one, having seen them already this season. Sure would be nice to get this one tonight with this two-point lead. 30 seconds to go here as Kelso will inbound for Alleman.
And with the ball is Isabel Anderson. She rotates it around, and now they're trying to work something. I would imagine they're trying to get it to Morrissey on the weak side. Nope. Morrissey's going to come over. Kelso with it on the baseline. Boner to three up, and that was off the mark. Chloe Anderson with the rebound, and they didn't foul her. Now they're going to have to foul Jess. So a big missed opportunity right there. If you're going to take that three, you got to be ready to foul the rebounder. And that was Chloe Anderson, and they didn't, so they're going to put Jess to the line with 14 seconds left. And Jess could essentially almost seal this game up.
Yeah, Bonert with the three opportunity that would have given the Pioneers the lead, but it just barely caught the front iron. And here's Lieber's first free throw, up and good.
So Jess puts it up to a three-point lead for the Silver Streaks. I am surprised that Bonert took that three. You know, she's 0 for 2 now from distance in the game. Jess, the second one up. She knew that one was good, and right there she gives the Streaks a four-point lead. Rolling the ball up the floor. Now dribbling up the floor is Isabel Anderson. Zoe Kelso looking. She tries to go inside. Ball gets knocked out by the Silver Streak. 7-6-5. Three up from Bonert. This one is off the mark. Ball falls to the floor. Battling for it are Kelso and Weatherill. Weatherill picked it up, and she's going to be out of bounds. So the Streaks will get the ball back with 0.3 left, and all the Streaks have to do is inbound this one. And Allman's going to play. Oh, no, we're going to get a timeout from Coach Massey.
I
don't get that. Coach Hatch was playing off right there.
Yeah, I don't know what you think could possibly go wrong now with a 4-point lead with 0.3 seconds left.
Right.
Really mathematic impossibility, I would think. I suppose maybe if you threw the inbounds pass away and then fouled somebody on a 3-point shot, but it's even almost impossible to get a shot off with 0.3 seconds
right.
left. So I'm not sure of the thinking, but whatever the case is, the Streaks are about to break that 5-game losing skid with a hard-fought win up here against the Alleman Pioneers. And some scrappy Galesburg defense, I thought, really made the difference here in this second half, plus a few timely shots going down there when we were down 5 and turned this game around.
Well, and you know, if there's a third matchup between these two teams, it's going to be a good one. And unfortunately for the Streaks, you know what they usually say, it's
third time's a charm.
Yeah. Well,
hope not.
And the ball's inbounded. The Streaks come away with the victory. Streaks win this one up at Don Morris Gym at Allman, 62-58. We'll be back with the pregame, postgame show, including stats, coaches interview, and our postgame scoreboard after this. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. You've seen Survivor on TV. Why not learn the skills yourself at the Outdoor Skills Seminar at WIU's Hornfield Campus in Macomb? It's on Saturday the 26th, and it's free to the public. For more info, click our calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Crady Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Crady. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
My mother's advice? Write thank you notes. It's the right thing to do, Billy. My latest as follows. Dear McDonald's, thank you for the dollar menu. Thank you for years of delightful tastes like the McDouble, the McChicken, sweet tea, and more. Each just a dollar. Best regards, Billy. And I dot the I with this kind of roundish heart. It's a nice touch, I think.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu. At participating McDonald's.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy light freezing drizzle after midnight, low of 26. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 35. Tomorrow night, clear with lows dropping down around 26 again. Saturday, sunny with a high of 42, and Saturday night, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow, overnight low of 32. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIO.
Stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
About 20 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock on your Thursday night, Silver Streaks girls victorious tonight. Nice to be able to say that for the first time in a couple of weeks. The Streaks with a nice comeback win here at Alleman tonight. 62-58, and hated to spoil the Pioneers' senior night, but well, actually, I guess we didn't really hate it either because it was a much-needed win for our girls who did some very good things down the stretch tonight when things did not look good about midway through the fourth quarter and were able to come back and get the win. The post-game statistics brought to you by McDonald's. The field. They were 22 of 42, but just 4 of 9 in the fourth quarter. And again, the Silver Streaks defense doing a nice job in forcing Alleman to shoot the ball from the outside more often than what we saw in the first meeting between these two teams. Silver Streaks also a pretty decent 35% from the field, 17 out of 49. In fact, our offensive statistics somewhat mirrored our first meeting. We shot free throws well, we shot in the 30 percentile, and we hit another 10 threes in this matchup tonight as well. Rebounding totals, Alleman a little bit better on the glass at 28-26. Pioneers had 18 turnovers to 16 for the Silver Streaks, so things pretty even on the stat sheet, as they were for the most part on the scoreboard tonight as the Silver Streaks girls win this one by a 62-58 count. And head coach Evan Massey joins us now here on the postgame. Coach, interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Well, Coach Massey, this was obviously a much needed victory tonight, and in the middle of the fourth quarter, didn't look too good. We were down 56-51. We had both of our main ball handlers, Kelso and Lieber, had four fouls, and yet you came back and won it. Pretty gritty win.
Yeah, that was good that Haley and Jess were both able to play without fouling, and they did a nice job that way. That a good game for us that way. That. I thought a lot of people contributed. Early on, I thought Haley, hit some buckets early when we didn't have much going on from the perimeter. Lexi hit a big bucket right before half that helped us out as far as staying in things. Jess obviously scored it a bunch. But then also I thought our post kids of Sabrina and Casey in particular did a nice job defending in the low post and made it tough for them to get the ball inside.
When it was 56-51, Alleman with the lead, we got a couple of key free throws from Casey Williams, got us within three, then the steal. Jessica hits the three-pointer. Jessica comes back on a subsequent possession after an Alleman basket, hits a two there, and then we hit some key free throws down the stretch, and that really was we always talk about the crunch time of the game. That really seemed to be it.
It was. I'm going to have to do a little bit more Sudoku to keep up with what you said there. But, yeah, that it was lucky, a flurry of things there. I thought, really kind of probably lost in the shuffle. Allison and Rainey both, did a nice job applying pressure. And I think Chloe got one of the big steals there on the inbounds play. So, and Chloe got the steal and was able to spot Jess and kick it out to her. And so that was very fortunate.
You used that 2-3 zone defense very well in the second half. You did not give Alleman nearly the points inside that they got in the last meeting, held Aaron Morrissey down. And to me, that had to be the key to the game, was probably that interior defense. You had a lot of steals as they were trying to bounce the ball in there as well.
Yeah, we did. I thought our kids don't necessarily play great fundamental defense in the post, but I thought that both Chloe and Sabrina, especially Casey was the one that was real active and got some steals there. And so not only did we prevent it from getting inbounds, but we actually got some turnovers as they tried to enter it inside.
Yeah, last time you played, you were 21 of 24 from the line against them. We had you 15 of 20 tonight. Oh, those free throws are so important, aren't they?
They sure are, obviously. And there's no psychological basis for it, but it sure seems like it's a contagious thing. Like, for me, the other night watching Wisconsin and, late in the game, a guy goes to the line and he misses two, and all of a sudden it just puts more pressure on the next kid. And I think when you start making them and making them, it's almost like then it becomes something where they're not even thinking and they just step up to the line and drain them. So, yeah, some clutch shooting there.
Was it rather businesslike afterwards and seeing the girls after the win, or do you feel like there was a kind of a burden lifted off the team tonight?
I think probably adults and the public make more significance of a lose in a row. I think for them, probably some of them wouldn't know how many we'd lost in a row. And for them, it's, I think just a joy in being able to win the game. And I think most of them know our last time out was a loss. But I think some of it is not even the win-loss of the sense of, like, last week with East Molina, feeling like we've got to do better. And I thought that we did.
Yeah. You mentioned Wisconsin and their game the other night, double overtime win over Iowa. You probably heard it announced Illinois beat Indiana tonight. So it was a great night for the Streaks and the Fighting Illini both win.
I agree with 50% of what you say. But no, I would have been rooting for Illinois in that game also. But, yeah, no, to be honest with you, there's some things that I may hear. But I heard something Illinois, but I had no idea what they said. And Danny was – Teal was quick to tell me locker room what had happened. So,
I'll bet her dad had probably, if she could be texted during a ball game, he would have probably done it in that celebration.
That's correct.
All right. The Streaks win it tonight, 62-58, so it's on to the regional. And, again, you'll find out who your opponent is and go from there on Tuesday.
Right. None of them are going to be easy. So we just have to battle and hope we come out on top.
Congratulations to you and the girls. See you next week.
Thanks.
Evan Massey on the Silver Streaks post game, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And Eric, before we throw it to you for a few of the numbers that you've put together here, wanted to mention Carl Sandburg College girls won tonight over Blackhawk 61-51. And at last report at halftime, the men were well on their way to a win 55-28 as CSC continues to have a good season out there. So. On we go to what you got number-wise for us tonight.
Well, obviously a big night for Jessica Lieber. She finishes the game with 32 points, 14 at the half. So she had a huge game in the second half, 18 points in the second half. Just a wonderful game for her. To supplement that, she had a rebound and three steals. 9 points for Haley Kelso. All those came in the first half. Two rebounds and those 9 points on three threes. 8 points for Casey Williams, including an impressive 3 of 4 from the line as she struggled at times, but she also hit a three. Three rebounds for her, two steals. 5 points for Danny Teal on a couple buckets and a free throw. 3 points apiece for Lexi Daniels on a three, Elsa Mangieri on a three. Elson also had three steals. Very timely steals, too, in that third quarter. 2 points for Chloe Anderson as she split 2 of 4 at the line, but she did pull in 8 rebounds and had 3 steals. And 5 rebounds and a steal for Sabrina Clay, who also at times really came up with some much-needed rebounds inside. Very balanced scoring on the other side of things for Allman. 14 points for Aaron Morrissey to go with 4 rebounds, not the 29-6 we saw the first time around, so Streaks did a much better job there. 12 points, 3 rebounds for Ann Bonert, including 3 timely missed threes there late in the fourth quarter. 8 points for Zoe Kelso, 5 rebounds for her in her third game back from her injury. 6 points for Maddie McGuire, four of which coming early in the game. 4 rebounds to go with those 6 points. 4 points apiece for Isabel Anderson, Anna Wetherill, and Daria Guzzo. 2 points apiece for Abby Johnson, Carly Anderson, and Billy Franks. So they shot at 14 of 18 from the line. We were, as Jim said, 15 of 20. So obviously good numbers for the Streaks. You always want to come out on top, and that's exactly what we did right here in a big game from Jessica Lieber.
Yeah, and like you said, holding Aaron Morrissey at about half of what she had in the first meeting. And I think this game bears out, though, if they do meet again next Thursday night. Really, these two teams, several possessions, all that really separates them. And tonight the Silver Streaks had the better of it down the stretch in those possessions and made it count for the win. So let's go ahead and take a brief time out here, and then we'll be back to award our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and wrap things up from Don Morris Gym, where the Silver Streaks win 62-58. Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Pick up your blue WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Things up. Don Moore Gymnasium with the Silver Streaks girls went at 62-58 here tonight. Jim Lee along with Eric Gibson for our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Award. Erica, you and I have not said word one about this to each other yet, so I guess we'll hash it out as we go through this, but I've got to think the gal sitting down here in front of us has a pretty good shot at it, Jessica Lieber.
Yeah, I think we have to go with Jessica. 32 points in the game, just a masterful game for her, and one of those games where she'll probably always remember that. I was trying to look. I believe this is her career high for points in a varsity game. So if it is, congratulations to her. She ended up with 12 points there in the fourth quarter. And, you know, really it was at times carrying the streaks by herself in order to pull off the victory. So a great job by Jessica and in a huge performance to really will the streaks to a victory.
Yeah, as you know, we said when we were down by 5 points, she hit the big three-pointer, then came down with the two-pointer, and then played throughout that fourth quarter with those four fouls and was heady enough to, you know, pull off of the ball at times where her instinct said, I'm going to go in there like she always does, but she realized she just couldn't do that. And that's what a leader does, and a big night for the senior here on her final trip to Don Morris Gym as the Streaks win it 62-58. So Jessica Libra, well-earned honor tonight as the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. So, Eric, we will be off until Tuesday, and we will see what we can do at the regional. I'm much more encouraged about our chances there after this win here tonight.
Definitely, and, you know, it's always good to get a win and actually go out of the regular season on a high note. The Streaks do. They're 6-4 for the second consecutive year in the conference. They have third place for the second consecutive year in the conference. So a good job there, just rounding out the conference scores from tonight. Moline pulled off a win, kind of a stunner, I guess, against UT, 39-36. And Coach Schultz cannot be happy about that going into the postseason because they're in the same regional. Down in Quincy, Rock Island's having their way with Quincy right now. They're up 40-15. And according to what I just read, Coach Dade has picked up extra technicals. He gets three of them and gets the boot. So he is no longer coaching in that game. They're in the third quarter, and, you know, Rock Island just completely dominating Quincy, and I would imagine that's Quincy's senior night as well. So obviously they had similar issues to what we had in their senior night.
And
so
that's just kind of a zoo down there. I mean, they try and get their girls' basketball program up, and once in a while they do something. But by and large, the last time we were down there earlier this year, you know, you had the flagrant foul and you had the, you know, especially the sophomore game, the coach was just going off, the assistant coach, and then I don't know, it just seems like chaos down there sometimes with Quincy basketball. So
well, yeah, and it's unfortunate they haven't had consistency, as we've talked about them. Help a program, but you know, one program that hasn't had a lot of turnover is the Silver Streaks, and
don't think it will for a while either until the chief is ready to depart.
Exactly. So and then the big win for the Silver Streaks. They improved 18-12 on the season, 6-4 in the conference, and most importantly, they get a little bit of confidence headed into regionals, which will open up at Dunlap on Tuesday night.
All right, so that'll wrap it up here tonight. A reminder, we'll be back in the Quad Cities tomorrow night. Brad Benowitz will join me as the Silver Streaks boys. We'll see if they can do what no Streaks team has done for a long time, sweep the Rock Island Rocks in a season series. I think I got to go back to our second-place team in 1998 maybe to find that happening. It'll be a tough task, but it should be a lot of fun tomorrow night in the Rock Garden as the Silver Streaks boys will take on Rock Island. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Lee saying so long from Don Morris Gym as the Silver Streaks girls win.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.